2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden lied at least 16 times about his family business schemes. That coming from a new report published by the House Oversight Committee. Now, as you know, Joe Biden has repeatedly lied about his family's business dealings. Joe Biden claims he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. His family never received $1 million in payments through a third party, he said. His son never made money in China. He said that was a lie. His son's dealings were ethical. That was a lie. And Joe Biden said his son did nothing wrong. We now know that's a lie. In fact, the House Oversight Committee has now listed 16 different times that Joe Biden lied about his family's business dealings over the years. When did it all start? Well, Joe Biden lied about not talking to his son about his business dealings. You can go back to my birthday, August the 28th of 2019. When then President Joe Biden had this to say to the American people.
First of all, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There'll be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government. There wasn't any hint of scandal at all when we were there, and I'll impose the same kind of strict rules. That's why I never talk with my son or my brother or anyone else, even distant family, about their business interests, period.
Period, right? Because if you say it that way, then apparently it must be true. Joe Biden was lying when he said what he said there back in 2019 on August the 28th. Then you can fast forward to September the 21st of 2019. And this is what Joe Biden had to say when he was asked a tough question by Fox News.
Following former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail, Peter Ducey is joining us now from Des Moines, Iowa, live with the very latest. Hi, Peter.
Julie, if there was an abuse of power or a conflict of interest, Joe Biden insists it wasn't him and it wasn't his son. Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Let's talk about, here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum.
and is using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
Joe Biden says no talk of business with his son. His son says some talk of business with dad, the former VP. Hunter Biden cooperated with a New Yorker article in July, which contains this passage about the energy company Burisma. As Hunter recalled, his father discussed Burisma with him just once. Dad said, "I hope you know what you are doing." And I said, "I do."
There you go. Line number two. And the best part was that was back in 2019 when Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were contradicting one another. Joe said he never talked about business with his dad. Hunter Biden's like, no, we did. One time we did. And he asked, told me, I better know what I'm doing. Fast forward to October the 4th of 2019, when a reporter asked Joe Biden another question about the smoking gun with his family. And here's what he said then.
Excuse me, there is a photo of you golfing with your son Hunter and his business partner Devin Archer. Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Yes, I stand by that statement. So you just played 18 rounds of golf for 5 hours and with your son's business partners, and you didn't say a single thing about business. That's exactly what he wants you to believe. Yes, I stand by that statement. Fast forward to October the 9th, 2019, on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. And what did Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have to say about their business dealings? Well, here is Joe Biden in his own words again, lying to you, the American people.
I don't discuss business with my son. I didn't know that was the case when in fact I found out after the fact. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge of any, I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
You talked with your son, you talked with whomever. There's another lie from the President of the United States of America. You move from October the 9th, then to October the 15th, when he's on the debate stage. And what did Joe Biden say on that debate stage on CNN when the question was, Biden says no family member will be involved in a foreign business if he is president. Why was it okay when you were vice president, was the question.
Mr. Vice President, as you said, your son Hunter today gave an interview, admitted that he made a mistake and showed poor judgment by serving on that board in Ukraine. Did you make a mistake by letting him? You were the point person on Ukraine at the time, if you can answer.
Look, my son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. We've always kept everything separate, even when my son was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. We never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict. My son made a judgment. I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say.
No problems there. I'm proud of what he did. I'm proud of you. Remember, he's the smartest guy I know. I never discussed a single thing, quote, with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. That's not true. We've always kept everything separate. So you knew your son was shady as hell? Okay, sure. Maybe I'll buy that. But the problem is, you are the company. You are the product. And that's why we know he was lying then. Fast forward from then, just one day later, Joe Biden again asked on the campaign trail, this time in Columbus, Ohio, about his interactions with his son.
So you wouldn't change anything? You don't regret it?
No, I don't. And because I never discussed with my son anything having to do with what was going on in Ukraine. That's a fact. But here's the look, guys. Let's focus on what the problem is here.
Let's focus on the problem. The problem is you guys are looking at this too much. That still wasn't working on October the 16th. So then you fast forward to a 60 Minutes interview on October the 27th of 2019. Again, getting much closer to Election Day. And he lied to you yet again in that 60 Minute interview. And now they're admitting he lied to you.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, "I hope you know what you're doing."
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant by that is...
Hold on a second. Wait. What changes? You notice the lie of the lie? He said every day before that, including literally the day before that interview, that he never talked to his son about any business dealings and didn't know anything about Ukraine. Now in the 60 Minutes interview, less than 12 hours later from the last time he said he knew nothing about Ukraine, he does say and now admits, because his son admitted that they had talked business, but quote, only once. So now to clean that up, he's like, well, we only talked about it once, and all I said was, I hope you know what you're doing, right? That's the 60 Minutes tough question. Play this again from the very beginning. Diaz marked that. 3, 2, 1. Again, play this again from the very beginning. Listen to the question carefully.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, I hope you know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant by that is, I hope you've thought this through. I hope you know exactly what you're doing here.
Meaning what?
That's all I meant. Nothing more than that, because I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them because they know where I have to do my job and that's it, and they have to make their own judgments.
Do you understand people say, Joe Biden, he's an experienced politician, statesman, knows the issues of Ukraine. Why didn't he just say to his son, this is one to take a pass on, it may not look good?
He was already on the board and he's a grown man. And it turns out he did not do a single thing wrong, as everybody's investigated.
No problems, right? I only talked about it once, so then the narrative changes. Fast forward from then, just 2 days after that, October the 29th of 2019, and Joe Biden goes back to his original lie that he'd never talked to his son about any of his business dealings, except for 2 days before on 60 Minutes. As you just heard, he said, well, I talked to him only once about it. Here's what he said on MSNBC and NBC.
Acknowledging that you've said now that your son, your family will not be involved, they won't have offices in the Oval, in the White House, rather, in the West Wing, as, of course, the president's family has, but that they will not have any businesses, foreign businesses. If it's not appropriate, if you were to become the nominee or the president of the United States, rather, why was it appropriate when you were the vice president for him to have foreign investments?
Well, the fact is, I was unaware of his investments until it occurred, and I've never discussed what my son's business with him because I didn't want any conflict, including my deceased son, Bo, was the attorney general and was suing banks, apparently, during the recession and when we weren't, et cetera. So we've kept everything separate, and my son's comments speak for himself. He said that if he had known, well, if he had thought through what Giuliani and those thugs were about to do, he regrets having done it.
Okay, so to be clear, to cover the lie, he's willing to use his dead son as part of the alibi of, hey, we're a really tight family. I talk to my grandkids, well, almost every grandkid every day. A lot of the grandkids I don't talk to, well, just kidding, only one in Arkansas. But when we are talking to one another, we never talk about business, and I don't ask them how they're doing in business. Anybody believing that?
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April the 5th, 2022, a reporter asked then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and them talking business. Listen to the White House lying to you with your taxpayer dollars to do it.
And the president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes. But
that's a lie. Fast forward to June the 26th from 2023. A reporter asking the president of the United States of America another question about his son. Listen. Did you lie about never speaking to Hunter about his business dealings? Now, this is after everybody knew he had lied. And that reporter, did you lie about never speaking to Hunter about his business dealings? The president says no. Then you fast forward again from June the 26th of this year to August the 9th of this year. And here is another reporter asking him about this lie.
There's this testimony now where one of your sons from her business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I never talked business to anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, what do you, why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's a lousy question because it's not true. That's the logic. Because it's not true. And if I tell you it's not true, then it must not be true. And yet again, the president's sitting there lying to you. Now, the fact is, evidence clearly now shows that then Vice President Joe Biden not only spoke with, not only dined with, not only had coffee with, not only traveled with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. They have dinner together, they played golf together. The FBI's recorded interview with Rob Walker, a Biden family associate, also reveals that Joe Biden attended a meeting about the CEFC, that is the Chinese Communist entity. Additionally, we know Hunter Biden alleged his father was in the room when he demanded payment from that CEFE associate. How do we know that? From the WhatsApp encrypted message. And what did that WhatsApp encrypted message actually say? Well, it was pretty clear. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden knew exactly what they were doing when they shook down somebody. I will read from you that WhatsApp and listen to how many times Hunter Biden invokes his father, the big guy. Quote, I'm sitting here with my father. That's number one. And we would like to understand, that's number two, why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that's number three, and every person he knows, number four, and my ability forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Five times, Hunter Biden used his dad for the shakedown. And what happened after that text message went? I think we all know what happened. $5+ million went into the Biden bank accounts within days. Then the vice president dined with corrupt oligarchs as well. We also know at Cafe Milano in 2014, who funneled millions of dollars to Hunter Biden. There was questions about this dinner in 2014 at Cafe Milano. And I want to talk about the value. This is from the transcript. Going back to this, it would be spring of 2014 Cafe Milano dinner. Answer, The spring of 14, yeah, the first one. And since we talked about it before the break, if you could recap, can you just say again who was there? The answer from the witness, sure. He goes through the list of all of the corrupt people that were there, including Eric Swearin, including the woman, Yelena Badarina, who is best friends with Vladimir Putin, the richest woman in Russia, whose husband was the former mayor of Moscow. The duration of time that Joe Biden stayed there, you said you couldn't recall, but do you recall whether he had dinner or not? He had dinner, yes, I recall he had dinner. It was a regular, not a long dinner, but dinner. And so this dinner takes place in the spring of 2014 approximately. But then, do you recall getting a wire on February the 14th from Yelena Badarina for $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton? To Rosemont Seneca Thornton, question mark? Yes. Yeah, that's what happened. All right, let's move on to the second dinner. This is, again, under oath. The second dinner, the spring of 2015, Cafe Milano, who was there? That dinner was, I think we went over there before, but it was Biden, Hunter, Joe Biden, referring to the vice president, myself, a Greek Orthodox priest, maybe someone from World Food Program. And what did Joe do at the dinner? Did he have dinner? How long was he there? He had dinner. And there was, on that one, I believe the first one was like a birthday dinner. And then the second one was, I think we were supposed to talk about the World Food Program. So there was some talk about that. Then Vice President Joe Biden, we now know, spoke on speakerphone with Hunter Biden's business associates over 20 different times. Democrats would have Americans, however, believe that these phone calls from then Vice President Joe Biden didn't really take place to talk about business or talk with business associates, but simply as their alibi is to discuss the weather. Then Vice President Biden spoke on speakerphone with Hunter Biden and associates over 20 different times. Let's go back to the testimony. Quote, how many times would you say that Hunter Biden put his father on speakerphone or referenced his father being on the phone in front of others who were either foreign investors or foreign nationals who were soliciting business with or working with approximately? Approximately? The differentiation between investor and normal course of the day, you know, that's a very hard thing to speculate on, the witness says, but they spoke every day. He acknowledged that they spoke every day. And he would, you know, he would sometimes make it apparent that he spoke to his dad, and sometimes he put him on speaker. But as far as a quantifying the number, you know, that relative to investors, I don't know. Not necessarily investors, but with people who Hunter Biden was trying to get either business or make contact with or add value to. The witness, in my 10, in my whole partnership, maybe 20 times. And during those 20 times, did Hunter Biden ever place his dad on speakerphone? The answer, yes. So again, you have the special agent, Joshua Wilson, FBI, saying, okay, did the vice president ever show up at any CEFC meeting, that's Chinese Communist Party company, or anything like that, even once he was out of office? Rob Walker says yes. So then that special agent says, any times when he was in office, or did you hear Hunter say that he was setting up a meeting with his dad, with them, while his dad was still in office? Rob Walker's response, yes. Hunter Biden claimed, by the way, Joe Biden was in the room when he demanded that payment from CEFE Associates, that text message that I just read for you. And Joe Biden lied about his family receiving over $1 million in payments from China through an associate. So let's fast forward to March the 20th of 2023. A reporter asked his reaction to this $1 million payment to the family members that we know went to the family members. What did Joe Biden say? He lied to you again.
Any ration to help GOP memo about your family dealings, sir? Any ration to help GOP's new memo about your family dealings, sir?
Family dealings.
Yes, you're revealing that Hunter Biden's business associate sent over $1 million to three of your family members. Any reaction to that report?
Not true. Not true. I didn't send any money. Not true. Did you hear that there? Not true. Do I have to back it up with facts if you're the president? No, you just say not true. This is how many times this scumbag has lied to you and sold out America.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In fact, the House Oversight Committee detailed in its first bank records memorandum, released back in March of this year, that three Biden family members, Hunter Biden, James Biden the brother, and Hallie Biden, as well as a, quote, unknown Biden, and their companies, received over $1.3 million in payments from a Chinese company through a third party. We know that these transactions took place back in 2017. We also learned that Joe Biden lied about Hunter Biden making money from China. If you don't believe me, then let's go back to October the 22nd of 2020 and listen to Joe Biden lie about his son and how much money was. And by the way, when he lied, he knew millions of dollars were coming into the Biden bank accounts when he said this to you with a straight face.
There have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal. With regard to Ukraine, we had this whole question about whether or not, because he was on the board, I later learned, of a Burisma, a company, that somehow I had done something wrong. Yet every single solitary person, when he was going through his impeachment, testifying under oath who worked for him, said, I did my job impeccably. I carried out U.S. policy. Not one single solitary thing was out of line. Not a single thing, number one. Number two, the guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had, the only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
No one else has made money from China, pointing, which is funny, to Donald Trump at the time. There's no connection between Donald Trump and payments. We all know that. But again, when you're the one doing it, point the finger the other way and don't worry, the media will do it for you. So here's what the House Oversight Committee has come out in response to that. The House Oversight Committee is now detailed in its second bank records memo how Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family received not just some payments, but millions in payments from Chinese nationals and companies with significant ties to Chinese intelligence apparatus and the Chinese Communist Party. The payments that came in were massive, including bribes, including things that you can't trace, like a diamond that was worth a significant amount of money. In fact, they said it was pretty simple how it worked. It was a four-step plan to hide the China source payments. They say step one was the CEFC infrastructure. And that was a guy by the name of Dong, as they put it. Then CEFC, with Hudson West were the members. Then Hudson West and Dong, they came in as members and decided that they were going to start funneling the money. Then another group would send the cash to CEFC. And that was $10 million. Then CEFC Infrastructure makes direct payments of $100,000 at a time to Owasco PC. And that's how the money got to the Bidens. They were cleaning and funneling the money over and over and over and over again. They knew what they were doing the entire time. They knew how this was going to work. They knew how to hide the money. They knew they could keep lying to the American people because the media would not do their job. And if it wasn't for the whistleblowers coming out, we wouldn't know any of this. In fact, during a transcribed interview with Devin Archer, that is the business partner of Hunter Biden, his best friend and business partner for a long time, Archer actually described how Joe Biden was, quote, the brand. And was used to send, quote, signals of power, access, and influence to enrich the Biden family. Devin Archer confirmed Joe Biden was, quote, the brand. And he brought the most value, he says, to the brand. During his testimony, it said, you keep saying the brand, but by brand, you mean the Biden family, correct? Mr. Archer, correct. And that brand is what, in your opinion, was the majority of what the value that was delivered from Hunter Biden to Burisma? Question mark. Mr. Archer, I didn't say majority, but I wouldn't speculate on percentages. But I do think that was an element of it. Then Congressman Biggs chimes in. When you say Biden family, sorry to cut in here, I just want to get a clarification. You aren't talking about Dr. Jill or anybody else. You're talking about Joe Biden. Is that fair to say? Mr. Archer, yeah, that's fair to say. Listen, I think it's, I don't think about it as, you know, Joe directly, but it's fair. That's fair to say, obviously. Obviously, that brought the most value to the brand. There was no value, by the way, from Hunter Biden or Dr. Biden. There's no value to the brother. The only person that had value was Joe Biden. Devin Archer also admitted the value of adding Hunter to the Burisma board was that it sent the right signals, quote unquote. And a lot of it's about opening doors, you know, globally in D.C. Here's what was said when Mr. Archer was testifying before Congress. Hunter Biden, was adding value. His value was that he was adding was in part, as you said, his family. Devin Archer, uh-huh. So what is your basis for knowing that? Mr. Archer, my basis for knowing that? Well, I think there are particular, you know, objectives that Burisma was trying to accomplish. And a lot of it's about opening doors, you know, globally in D.C. And I think that, you know, that was the, you know, and then obviously having those doors open, you know, sent the right signals, you know, for Burisma, you know, carry on its businesses and be successful. They're testifying under oath like, yes, this is what we did. This is how we did it. Archer also stated Burisma would have gone out of business if it was not for, quote unquote, the brand, meaning the Biden brand. No, my only thought is that I think Burisma would have gone out of business if it didn't have the brand attached to it. That's my, like, only honest opinion. So, in other words, the Biden crime family saved Burisma from being shut down. Burisma executives, by the way, requested Hunter Biden to get help from D.C. to address the government pressure and were aware that Hunter had a very powerful name. Who would that be? It would be his daddy. Who was in charge of all of America's policy towards Ukraine at the time. So here's the question. Did, during that, I'll say, after dinner at the Four Seasons, did either of the Burisma executives ask Hunter to make any phone calls? Yes. Though it was not party to that phone call. What was the request? The request was, I think, that they were getting pressure and they requested Hunter, you know, help them with some of that pressure. Question, what pressure? Government pressure on their, you know, government pressure from Ukrainian government investigations into Burisma, etc. Can DC help? When you say pressure from the government at this time, were you aware that Viktor Shokin was investigating Burisma? To the best, I vaguely, whether it was Shokin, there was a lot of pressure initially. There was several pressure issues. It was kind of a theme of Burisma. There was capital tied up in London, 22, 23 million pounds. There was, you know, a U.S. visa denied, and then a Mexico visa denied. And then there was, so Shokin wasn't specifically on my radar as being an individual that was targeting him, but yes. There was constant pressure, and it was like whack-a-mole in regards to the pressure that had to be resolved. Mr. Jordan, the requests from Mr. Zelensky invite him to Mr. Biden, and or is, if you said it was to you, the request to help with whom to deal with that pressure. Devin Archer's response, the request, you know, basically the request is like, can DC help? But there were not, you know, I'm not going to, there were not, it wasn't like there were specifics, you know, that the big guy can help. It was, it's always this, you know, can we get DC to help? Mr. Biggs, so why do you think they were asking Mr. Biden for DC help if they had, I'm assuming what you're saying, is they might have had some kind of lobbying group on retainer, perhaps? Mr. Archer said yes. Mr. Biggs, so why do you think they were asking Hunter Biden for DC help? I mean, Mr. Archer, I mean, why? Mr. Biggs, I mean, what did you take away from that? Mr. Archer, well, I mean, he was a lobbyist and an expert, and he obviously carried, you know, a very powerful name. So I think it was, that's what they were asking for. So what did Devin Archer say in his interview with Tucker? Well, listen to this.
The reaction to what you've said in public, to what you said to the committee on the Hill, and doubtless to what you've been telling us in this interview, is that, like, there's no corruption here at all. This is totally normal. Joe Biden had no role whatsoever in his son's business or knowledge of it.
But right.
How would, I mean, that seems false.
Yeah, I think that's categorically false. I think that he was aware of Hunter's business. He met with Hunter's business partners. You found a letter that illustrates that he knew me.
And he's thanking you. He's thanking you for his efforts.
So I think that was,
efforts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's not factually right.
Wow. I say all this to just remind you of one other thing that's kind of important. And that is this. We have a president of the United States of America, former president in Donald Trump, who has now been arrested 4 times in the last year. And this is what the sitting president is doing and his family is doing. And no one's been arrested. No one's home's been raided. No one's been charged with crimes. If this doesn't scream banana republic, I don't know what does. Make sure you share a podcast wherever you are on social media, please, to help us reach new people. Please hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple, and share this with your family and friends, this episode, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.